All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now folks, Turkey Day is upon us, and with that said, there is plenty of good NFL action on tap today. Luckily, all three games today have playoff implications, which means that they will be going at it, trying to get that inside track to get to the postseason. But who will the three victors be? And that is what I am here to talk to you about today, as these are my Thanksgiving picks for today. Going to start off with a big one in the NFC North, as you're going to have the 7-3 Chicago Bears traveling to Motown to take on the 4-6 Detroit Lions. Now, it doesn't look like the Bears are going to have starting quarterback Mitchell Trubisky under center to begin this game, as he is dealing with a shoulder injury that he suffered this past Sunday night in a win over the Minnesota Vikings, which means that the Bears are going to be going with backup quarterback Chase Daniel to try to get it done. Now, Daniel has not had that much action in the NFL, but he's going to rely on the people around him. The Bears' running attack really hasn't gotten it going this year with the likes of Jordan Howard, but the Bears definitely have to try to get something going in their passing game. I think the Bears' defense is going to keep them in this game. One of the stingiest defenses in the NFL, and also we've seen how they can get after the quarterback with the likes of Khalil Mack when he is out there. Now, for the Lions, they really need this game. You look at quarterback Matt Stafford and what he's been able to do this year, just getting the football around to an array of receivers. But this Lions offense really suffered a big blow when they lost rookie running back Kerryon Johnson to injury. I think this is going to be a back and forth affair. In spite of not having the availability of Trubisky, the Bears are still favored by a field goal, and I think they find a way to get this one done. This I'm going to take Chicago by the score of 24-23. Now, at AT&T Stadium in Arlington today, it's going to be the 5-5 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 6-4 Washington Redskins, with first place in the NFC East on the line. Of course, we know about the horrific leg injury suffered by Redskins starting quarterback Alex Smith last Sunday in the team's loss to the Houston Texans. And now the Skins are going to have to go with Colt McCoy as their starter for the rest of the way. Now for Dallas, they've been able to get themselves off of the mat. They were 3-5 a couple of weeks ago, and a lot of people wrote them off. But Dallas has rallied to win their last two games. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles, and they had a back-and-forth affair last Sunday on the road versus the Atlanta Falcons. And now a lot of people feel that the Cowboys are the team to beat in the NFC East. Now, the addition of wide receiver Amari Cooper is huge to this offense, because now teams are not stacking the box as much in an attempt to stop running back Ezekiel Elliott. But the Cowboys' bread is buttered right now with their defense. Linebacker Leighton Vander Esch is in the mix to be the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year. And you look at the way that the Dallas front line can get after opposing quarterbacks and collapse that pocket. I think this is going to be a chess match early, but I think Dallas finds a way to pull away in the second half. And I'm going to take the Cowboys at home by the score of 31-20. And finally, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, you're going to have the 9-1 New Orleans Saints hosting the 4-6 Atlanta Falcons. New Orleans comes into this contest favored by 12.5 points, and for good reason, because they have one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL. Quarterback Drew Brees is once again playing like an MVP. He knows to get that football out quick, and he knows how to get that football around to a bevy of playmakers, one being wide receiver Michael Thomas. Now, for the Falcons, They've been close so far this year, but they simply have not been able to get over the hump in a lot of their games, and they've only won one game on the road this season. This Falcons secondary is decimated, and I guarantee you it will get worse versus the Saints. Thus, I'm going to take New Orleans at home by the score of 37-24. So those are my picks for Thanksgiving Day, folks. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.